Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Good to be with you. Rockets last night. Find out who their opponent is going to be in the first round. First trip back to the postseason for the Rockets since the COVID year. And joining us right now on the hotline, she is the sideline reporter for the Rockets on Space City Home Network. And she is a birthday girl today. A very happy birthday and a thank you for the time to our good friend Vanessa Richardson. Happy birthday, Ness. How you doing?
Thank you, guys. I'm so good. I'm excited now to know, you know, a little bit more about what the schedule will be within the next coming week. So I'm super excited and thank you for the birthday wish.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, there was that was fun last night, the Warriors and the Grizzlies. How much the Rockets just played the Warriors like 2 weeks ago and ran them off the floor in the second half of that game. What was the you're around the team every day. What was the mood like after that game? Is that, you know, does that feel like sort of a validator or any sort of harbinger for what this series could look like, especially when it comes to the Amen Thompson Steph Curry matchup?
I do think it's a really great what the coaching staff calls a barometer game, right? Like, yes, every game on the schedule has an equal W or L, you know, right? Like every game counts as one. But when you're talking about a game like that where Amen Thompson is holding Steph Curry to 3 points, and I don't have to tell anybody what Steph has done to the Rockets in the past, it did feel like a barometer game, especially it was an away game. It's late in the season. The Rockets, of course, like a lot of NBA teams, are dealing with a couple of nicks and a couple of injuries here and there. So it felt extremely validating. And yes, the mood on the plane was very fun.
Well, you know, and this might come as a shock to you, Vanessa, but Steve Kerr has whined a little bit lately about the way teams are defending
no
Steph
way.
Curry.
Yeah, wait, really?
True. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually,
that's so unlike him.
Yeah, he went there. What was the sense of frustration, perhaps, by the Warriors that you could see on the court during that game?
It was actually really incredible to see, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was kind of an underrated part of it. Look, like, I mean, we're sports fans, we're all sickos, right? So watching them get so frustrated, watching their fans legitimately complain about officiating was like an out of body. I'm like, wait, are they serious? Like Warriors fans? I mean, I think it's going to be a series with a lot of passion. I don't think you can underestimate the Draymond Green element of it. I think that's going to be really interesting. And when you've got young guys like the Rockets have, like Tari Eason and Amen, and young guys that will just get really scrappy really quickly, and then you have the Warriors players, but then you mentioned it, their coach, their fans that are known to, you know, maybe complain here and there. I think it's going to be extremely fun.
Yeah, it should be. Vanessa Richardson, sideline reporter, Space City Home Network for the Rockets, joining us here on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610. All right, Vanessa, so this double big, this Twin Towers lineup with Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams that I don't know that this was eventually the plan to do when Steven Adams got fully healthy, or if it's something that Ime just kind of stumbled into and like, wow, this really works well. The numbers are crazy as to how good an offensive rebounding lineup it is with the two of them in the game. What are your thoughts on that particular mix with the two of them against this Golden State team, which is, you know, tends to skew much smaller.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. So the coaching staff actually talked about the concept of the double big during training camp, but then they couldn't, or during their coaches retreat, excuse me, but then they didn't have the ability to utilize it until just a couple months ago because Steven Adams wasn't playing back-to-backs and they wanted to, you know, make sure that they staggered their minutes. So when it was put in place, it was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. This is like old school basketball. And obviously Ime and some of the coaching staff had a history of utilizing double bigs in San Antonio as players and coaches. So it's been really, really fun. And I think that it has the potential to be a really great matchup and something that the Rockets can use as a strength. And you guys know in the playoffs, it is literally all about adjustments. And the Rockets can play small ball, but man, if that adjustment, if the game plan calls for an adjustment of just like, let's put Alperen Sengun and Steven Adams in there and they're just going to get every offensive rebound. And oh, if we add Jabari Smith Jr. in there, then we've got this like jumbo lineup with a lot of length. I think it has the potential to be a major advantage.
Yeah, and I guess that's, and maybe you already gave us the answer to this, but it, when it comes to the different rotations and how much they matter, which rotation player for this specific matchup do you have your eyes most on for the Rockets?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I think when you take inventory of the depth, that's the thing about the Rockets is that there's not like one player on a night-to-night basis that is the superstar. It's so different than the rest of the NBA. But I will go back to Tari Eason, who a few months ago said on camera in the locker room, I just hate the Warriors. And he does. And he hates the Warriors and he leaves it all on the floor. And when he's called upon to start for the Rockets in the starting lineup, he makes an impact as well. So many great rotation players that I think are going to be a really important part of this series for sure.
Let's talk about Fred VanVleet for a second, Vanessa, because he missed a bunch of games and the team wasn't very good while he was out. He comes back and you can, you know, things look a little more organized, but, you know, statistically, it's not been a great stretch run here for Fred, but the team is obviously playing very well. Give us some insight. Like, what is it about Fred VanVleet, both in those 48 minutes on the floor behind the scenes? It almost feels like he's an extension of Ime Udoka. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they've actually said that when they, you know, describe him, because when he came in last year, last season, when he joined the Rockets, he immediately just had such an impact on the young guys and really all the veterans did in general. But they truly do view Fred as a coach. And so when you have somebody like Fred that can calm things down and get everybody in their proper places and make sure everybody has what they need, those things don't always show up in the stats sheet. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's totally true. So the veterans are going to be a really big part of the series, guys. When you think about it, like Fred VanVleet, we haven't even touched on Dylan Brooks yet. Yeah. You know, don't underestimate what Steven Adams, who has a history, well, Dylan and Steven against the Warriors from their days in Memphis. And then Jeff Green. Jeff's an important veteran as well. So the veterans are going to be crucial. This Golden State Warriors team, you guys know, not only do they have a lot of championships, but they have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. We've touched a little bit on the coaching and the fan base. It is going to be a lot for this Rockets team, but the veterans on this Rockets team, no doubt, Fred included, are going to be the ones that really can guide them through it.
Yeah, Vanessa, I mean, the Warriors are largely reviled in most of America, so it's not going to be hard to convince people to cheer for the Rockets versus the Warriors. If you had to make an elevator pitch, though, to anybody who is on the fence outside of Houston, what's your elevator pitch for why they should be cheering for the Rockets?
Old school, tough nose, everything that people say that they hate about the NBA, the Rockets are the opposite. Everybody says the NBA is just about chucking threes and all offense and no defense. And the death of the big man has come and gone, or the importance rather, you know, on a night-to-night basis. And the Rockets are the opposite of that. The Rockets are not AAU basketball. The Rockets are not one person takes the ball and takes control of the same person every night. You know, it really is tough, hard-nosed basketball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they're just a bunch of really young dogs that are really exciting and not afraid to have some tussles every now and then. So I think that, look, America, if you're looking for a fun basketball team, if you're looking for the anti-everything that people hate what the NBA has become, watch the Rockets, cheer for the Rockets. And like you said, Seth, I think the lucky thing is that it's not going to be too hard to convince people to get all aboard the Rockets train for this one.
No, I like that strategy. Like, you guys should have a banner that says, hey, we're the worst three-point shooting team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You don't like the three?
We're terrible at it. Don't need them.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. We're talking to Vanessa Richardson, sideline reporter for the Rockets on Space City Home Network. And Vanessa, we're in the studio right now, and on TV, on ESPN, they're talking about the Rockets Warriors series. And the question at the bottom of the screen is, do you feel the Warriors have a clear path to the NBA title?
And
I'm going, they're the 7 seed, and they're going against the 2. And by the way, it's disrespect for the next 3 series they'd have to win to actually win an NBA title. Not exactly
for sure
a clear path. But do you sense that, like, the team's got to know that, yeah, we're the 2 seed, but everybody's got us 10th on the odds board? Like, how much of that noise seeps in about the level of disrespect or disregard, maybe, that the Rockets are getting as a threat in this postseason?
The disregard has been unbelievable. And I do think you're dealing with guys with the Rockets in particular that don't care what people think, with the coaching staff and Dylan, you know, Brooks, but it has definitely been noticed.
Yeah.
And honestly, towards the beginning of the year, I'm not saying I understood it, but like, you at least understand it a little bit more because the Rockets didn't make the playoffs last year. Okay. For analysts to say that they're growing and that they're maybe a year or two away. Okay. But like, the Rockets, the way that they finished the second half of the season, the way that they, you know, finished as the 2 seed in the West, and it wasn't like a fluke. They beat quality teams repeatedly. They had the win in Boston. They beat the Cavs twice. Mm-hmm. They beat OKC. They made it all the way to the Cup. Obviously didn't win the Cup, but they won in a high-pressure situation repeatedly. So I truly, truly do not understand the national media and the way that they've approached this, other than there are 30 teams, and they're just not doing their due diligence of watching all 30. And I don't know how to say it any nicer than that. I wish I could say it in a nicer way, but it is like so many of these, and a couple of podcasts, like, I feel like, you know, The Ringer, like a couple of podcasts have done a good job of like actually breaking down the Rockets. But I feel like some of these producers and the talent of these national media shows are waking up and saying, all right, the Warriors have won championships and the Rockets are really young. So let's just make this the topic. And they're not even getting into the double bigs and Amen Thompson holding Steph Curry a three. It's like I don't know if the research isn't being done, but if you can't tell, it kind of bothers me.
I can tell. No, Vanessa, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, Seth and I have talked about it. You were on the Colin Cowherd show last week. Did you storm around backstage telling everybody that they didn't know anything about the Rockets and they need to do their Hey, listen, national show. You need to do your research. How was that? You did a great job. How was that experience
for
you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was nice. We were in LA for a week, and the producer of The Herd is a good friend of mine, and he's actually, you know, somebody that knows Houston well. So it worked out. And I do get the national media that they have a job to do and that they have to cover a lot of different topics, but The Herd did a good job of knowing. The Herd is the national media show that I actually do think does a pretty good job of, when they cover a team, it seems like the research has been done and there's an element of, okay, like, what should we ask this person that's specific? And it's more than, you know, they did a lot of research that. So, well, I appreciated that. And, you know, they had to ask me the Dylan Brooks stuff and I get that, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Who are you hoping for if the Rockets were to beat the Warriors in this series? Which team do you really want to see in the conference?
It's a really good question. I mean, I feel like the Lakers would be really fun. I think that when you look at the Timberwolves and the way that Ant can get going and how much fun that's been, if you're asking about like the Western Conference Finals, or because I guess there's four rounds, right? Yeah. I'm trying to pull.
Yeah,
up the
like if we didn't have to play out like how to get there, you know, if you see the Clippers, it's going to be in the finals. But like, yeah, just which of these teams become hell or high water? You're like, I want to see these guys.
Western Conference Finals, you could definitely make a case that I think the Clippers would be fun. Not only would there be storylines with James Harden and the way that both teams play defense, but I think the coaching matchup of Ty Lue and Ime Udoka, two former players, you know, would be a lot of fun. I think with Denver, you have Alperen Şengün and Jokic that I think is always and forever going to be a great storyline. You know, so, and then look, like, that we've had great matchups. The Rockets have had amazing matchups with the Thunder this season. So, I know that's a cop-out answer, but the West is such a bloodbath, and the Rockets have had beef with different teams, and then you have history between players that I look at the Eastern Conference, I'm like, that's kind of boring compared to what we have, because literally every single matchup that I see, there could be some really great stories.
There's not a bad one.
No, there's really not.
In the bunch. I got to see James Harden at some point in the playoffs. Seth doesn't want to see James Harden.
It's not that I don't want to. Yeah. It's just that I don't thirst for it.
Yeah.
I don't need to have closure on that error or anything. But look, realistically, if it comes down to a game seven, there's nobody I want to be playing against other than James Harden.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
That's a really great point.
Yes, that's an excellent point.
Rockets fans know way too much about that. And, you know, just another note, the Clippers and Rockets haven't faced each other with either team at full strength.
Yeah.
So we actually don't know what that would look like, which I think is fascinating.
All right. So, Vanessa, a quick reminder now. So do I have this right that you guys are going to be carrying the games on Space City Home Network as long as they're not on ABC? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So when they're on TNT, you will also be able to find them on Space City Home Network. And, you know, if you can watch us and support local, definitely do that. But we also have really fun, you know, things in the works for the postseason. So I'm going to be traveling with the team for every game, regardless of whether it's on regional network. And then past the first round, none of it's on regional. It's all national. So I'll be traveling with the team for every single game. And then Craig and Ryan are going to be involved in some postseason shows. So definitely stay tuned on that.
Okay, so after the first round, I thought I'd seen that. So after the first round, you guys are still doing post-game stuff on the network, right?
Yeah, post-game stuff, Ryan and Craig from studio, and then I'll be at the game and on the road, you know, gathering interviews and working with not only our cameramen, but the Rockets digital team to pump out some fun content. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, and your social media, for those who don't know, because I'd imagine a lot of it's going to wind up on there too, right?
Yes, Sports Vanessa, okay. At Sports Vanessa.
Okay, on Instagram and on X, you can find her at Sports Vanessa. All right, well, this is going to be fun, Vanessa. This is
I'm pumped. I can tell.
A little playoff basketball. You got any big birthday plans going on this week or what?
So luckily, Adam Silver blessed me with a week in L.A. last week. I mean, we got to L.A. on Monday after playing Golden State, and we left on Saturday. So I had a really fun week and some great birthday dinners with my West Coast friends. And then for everybody else, it'll have to wait until after playoffs.
Yeah.
But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course. Of course. That's a good thing to preempt your birthday with playoff basketball. I like to think Adam Silver sits down and goes, you know what we need? We need an in-season tournament, and we got to make sure Vanessa can party her ass off on her birthday.
He did it just for me.
Those two things. Yeah, those two things. Hey, Vanessa, we always appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we're looking forward to watching you on TV on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. That's Vanessa Richardson, sideline reporter, does a fantastic job. Space City Home Network. Rockets, Warriors, 8:30 Sunday. Be there. Very excited for this. All right, up next, let's circle over to the Astros. And I didn't realize that this was as big a bone of contention or criticism of the Astros until we kind of ripped the scab off earlier in the show. Something that happened in the game last night pulled a lot of Astro fans out of the woodwork on one particular topic, and we will tell you what that is coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.